when you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street. USA.
Don't ask me just how it happened. I wish I knew. I can't believe that it happened, and still it's true. In his arms, and I had to stay. It was dark in his arms, and I lost my way. From the dark came a voice, and it seemed to say, there you go. Oh, there you go. How I felt as I fell, I just can't recall. But his arms held me fast, and it broke the fall. And I said to my heart, as it foolishly kept jumping, oh, got lost. But look what I found.
My goodness, it's so easy to get lost in the charms of Doris Day. This is Larry Maslon, your host for Broadway to Main Street here on 88.3 FM Peconic Public Broadcasting, emanating out of the autumnal hamlet of Southampton, New York. Well, that's a wonderful song, isn't it? It's by Irving Berlin. And do you know where it's from? Most of you might know, but maybe not all of you. That is from the score of Annie Get Your Gun. Annie Get Your Gun has, a fistful of hits in it. There's No Business Like Show Business or Doing What Comes Naturally and all that kind of stuff. Today, we're going to look at those slightly forgotten songs from great shows, the songs that maybe got elbowed out of the way on the rise to the hit parade, or maybe people don't audition with them as much, or maybe occasionally they even got cut from the movie. And we're going to call this episode Stealth Ballads. Stealth ballads. Those are the songs that you don't remember. They kind of sneak up on you and they grab you by the heart in an unforgettable way. And I'm very indebted to our good friend and colleague, Ted Chapin, for that term because I believe he coined it. Well, the score to Porgy and Bess is one of the most monumental cultural events, certainly of the first half of the 20th century. And it's a good time to doff our cap to the Ira and Leonore Gershwin Philanthropic Fund, who help support our program every week. And of course, a great score by the Gershwins and DeBose Hayward. We all know I Loves You, Porgy. We all know It Ain't Necessarily So. We all know Is a Boat That's Leaving Soon for New York. Here is a song, which to me is actually my favorite. It's not sung by Porgy or Bess or Sportin' Life. It's sung by a supporting character. And it just kills me. And this rendition by Carmen McRae, who's not you know, a big old Broadway singer, let alone a legit opera singer, is the one that really grabs me by the throat. My Man's Gone Now, the stealth ballad from Porgy and Bess. Rodgers and Hammerstein's 1943 score to Oklahoma was one of the great blockbusters of all time. Chock full of hits on the hit parade, Surrey with the Fringe on top, Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, and of course People Will Say We're in Love, which was recorded by Sinatra and Bing Crosby, and of course introduced by Alfred Drake and Joan Roberts. Many, many hits in that show, but there's a beautiful song towards the end of Act One, which is very important in terms of setting up the dream ballet of Laurie's dream, and people sort of tend to forget get it. It's not covered by many people, but as a beautiful sort of evocative Rogers waltz, I think it's one of his best. Here is Florence Henderson from a 1964 studio cast recording, taking us out of our dreams and into her heart.
Paradise once nearly was mine. my fancies of things I wish were true. I'll keep remembering evenings I wish I spent with you. I'll keep remembering kisses from lips I'll never own, and all the lovely adventures that we have never known. One dream in my heart, one love to be living for.
That was Brian Stokes Mitchell in a Carnegie Hall concert of South Pacific. So, Emile Debeck, South Pacific, some enchanted evening, right? Well, yes, of course. But again, as Ted Chapin pointed out in the second act, he's got this number that just kills you. And Stokes did an amazing job in that particular performance live at Carnegie Hall. The Score to Guys and Dolls, Frank Lesser, 1950, God, full of hits, right? Bushel and a Peck, If I Were a Bell, Luck Be a Lady, we all know these songs, we all sang them in high school, right? Here is a beautiful song for Skye Masterson. It's short, but again, it just really touches my heart in such a special way. Here is Mel Torme to sing about that special time in New York City that only someone with Skye Masterson's eye and heart can appreciate.
My time of day is the dark time, a couple of deals before dawn, when the street belongs to the cop and the janitor with a mop and the grocery clerks are all gone, when the smell of the rain-washed pavement comes up clean and fresh and cold, and the street lamplight fills the gutter with gold. That's my time of day, my time of day, and you're the only girl I've ever wanted to share it with me. with me.
All right, goodbye. You've taught me my lesson. Get mixed up with a genius from Ohio. It happens over and over. I picked the sharp, intellectual kind. Why couldn't this time be different? Why couldn't she only be another kind? A different kind of girl, warm as sunlight, soft, soft as snow. Her smile, a tender smile, her voice, a velvet voice, sweet as music, soft, soft as snow. When she is near me, the world's in repose. We need no words. She sees, she knows. But where is my quiet girl? Where is my gentle girl? Where is the special girl who is soft, soft as snow? Somewhere, somewhere, my quiet girl. When she is near me, the world's in repose. We need no words. She sees, she knows. But where is my quiet girl? Where is my gentle girl? Where is the special girl who is soft, soft as snow? Somewhere, somewhere, my quiet girl.
The subtle and quiet voice of Richard Mewins from a Leonard Bernstein studio album, singing A Quiet Girl from Wonderful Town. Again, a beautiful song that somehow got buried in all the yakety yak of Wonderful Town. Well, this next song comes from early in the first act of Damn Yankees. Damn Yankees, what a snazzy score, whatever Lola Wants and Shoeless Joe from Hannibal Moe. We all know those songs. And the situation is that there's a middle-aged fellow who is so desperate to have his team, the Washington Senators, beat those damn Yankees that he makes a deal with the devil. And it involves him leaving his wife of many years. And this is from Revival in 1994. I think it's Dennis Kelly, and it sort of pivots into his younger version, played by Jared Emick. And it just knocks me out every time I hear it. So let's hear a cut from Damn Yankees, a great stealth ballad, Goodbye Old Girl, and maybe we'll chat about it after.
Goodbye, old girl.
tell you where I go. It isn't fair, I know, but trust in me and carry on. Goodbye, old friend, my old friend. There's something I must let you know. I haven't said it much. I guess I've lost my touch. But my old girl, I love you so. Now I know it hasn't all been rosy. We've had squabbling days when tears were brought about. But in a moment or two, we would ill and coo, and never even knew what we thought about. And now you're gone, has to go. But he'll come back to you again. So sleep your sleep, old girl. Our love will keep, old girl, till then.
All right, cab's waiting.
Hey, did you? I don't believe this. Wow! Sleep on, girl. Our love will keep on, girl. Till then, goodbye, old girl. My old girl. Goodbye.
Wow. There's a guy who really wants to win the pennant. I was talking with our studio technician, Sal Lerner, and sharing with him some information I got from Mark Eden Horowitz, the great music archivist at the Library of Congress. And we think one of the reasons that song is so effective, it just sort of stays within a certain note, and you expect it to kind of break away, and it keeps repeating the same note, just the way I think Joe wants to stay back with his wife. So it's a beautiful depiction in these stealth ballads of the story going one way and the subtext of the song wanting to go in another way. And that what creates dramatic tension, and that's why we love the American musical. Well, one person we love almost more than anybody else in the American musical is Julie Andrews. And I can't say that My Fair Lady had a lot of songs that weren't covered, but Camelot had some hits, certainly the title number and If Ever I Would Leave You. But here's a song in the second act that just knocks me out again. It's such a beautiful little madrigal. And here is Julie Andrews to sing from Camelot.
I loved you once in silence, and misery was all I knew. Trying so to keep my love from showing, all the while not knowing. twice the strain for us, twice the despair, twice the pain for us, as we had known
when the sky and the ground start in ringing. I know that he's near by the thunder I hear in advance. His words alone are the words that can start my heart singing. And his is the only music that makes me dance. Sight for a glance. In every way, every day I need less of myself. I need more him, more him.
people. Feh, I'd much rather hear this song from Funny Girl, The Music That Makes Me Dance, great 11 o'clock number. Not too many people remember that's from that score, and not too many people covered it, but Streisand just, of course, kills it and kills you with it. As a little side note, I have a book that was just released from Oxford University Press, Broadway to Main Street, How Show Tunes Enchanted America. We talk quite a lot about Julie Andrews and Barbara Streisand, I would say the twin goddesses of the 1960s. Fiddler on the Roof, of course, has an absolutely immortal score, If I Were a Rich Man, Tradition, Matchmaker, Matchmaker. Here's a song that's so beautiful, it may be the prettiest in the whole score. It wasn't even released on the original cast album. Here is Alfred Molina to sing a ballad, a stealth ballad, in the second act of Fiddler on the Roof.
Little bird, little hoveler, I don't understand what's happening today. Everything is all a blur. All I can see is a happy child, the sweet little bird you were. Hoveler, hoveler. Little bird, little hobbler, you were always such a pretty little thing, everybody's favorite child. Gentle and kind and affectionate, what a sweet little bird you were. Hobbler, hobbler.
With you. Papa, stop! At least listen to me, Papa! I beg you to accept us!
Accept them? How can I accept them? Can I deny everything I believe in? On the other hand, can I deny my own child? On the other hand, how can I turn my back on my faith? My people. If I try to bend that far, I'll break. On the other hand, there is no other hand. No, Hava.
No!
No!
Soon after Fiddler on the Roof, Man of La Mancha opened on Broadway, another great show with a huge hit, The Impossible Dream, and also Dulcinea, Man of La Mancha, the opening number. Here is a song that always kills me, Mary Elizabeth Mastrantonio, from the revival of Man of La Mancha.
You're as mad as your master, high-born lady, the hem of my garment, the incomparable Dulcinea.
Why does he do the things he does? Why does he do these things? Why does he march through that dream that he's in, covered with glory? say these things, sweet Dulcinea and missive and such, nethermost hem of thy garment I touch. No one can be what he wants me to be. Oh, what does he want of me? What does he want of me? Doesn't he know he'll be laughed at wherever he'll go? And why I'm not laughing myself, I don't know. Why does he want the things he wants? Why does he want these things? Why does he batter at walls that won't break? Why does he give when it's natural to take? Where does he see all the good he can see? And what does he want of me? What does he want of me?
I love her rendition of that. It's probably my favorite one. Well, we have to take a moment of introspection. Maren Mazey, one of the great leading lights of Broadway in the last 20, 25 years, left us last week. We were very privileged to have her and her husband, Jason Danieli, in our studio in 2015, spend a whole hour with her and her music. You can go into our archives and listen to that. And what better performer to give us a glimpse of a stealth ballad from Follies? I suppose to most people in America, the score to Follies is not the best known in the world. But we all know Losing My Mind and all sorts of other songs from that show, Broadway Baby. But here is a ballad that Maren sings with Jason, which is the song that, again, really grabs my throat from Follies.
Too many mornings, waking and pretending I reach for you. Thousands of mornings, dreaming of my girl. All that time, wasted, nearly passing through. Time I could have spent so content, wasting time with you. Too many mornings, wishing that the room might be filled with you. Morning to morning, turning into days. All the days that I thought would never end. Another day to spend. All those times I'd look up to see Sally standing at the door, Sally moving to the bed, Sally resting in my arms with her head again. My head.
How I plan what I'd wear tonight, and when should I get here? How should I find you? Where I'd stand, what I'd say in case you didn't remember. How I'd remind you, you remembered, and my fears were wrong. Was it ever real? Did I ever love you this much? Did we ever feel so happy then?
It was always real.
I should have warned you.
And I've always loved you.
I will be the last time.
We can always feel
the time I was
happy.
wasted in pretending I reach for you. How many mornings are there still to come? How much time can we hope that there will be? Not much time, but it's time enough for me. If there's time to look up and see, sun is standing at the door, sun is moving to the bed, sun is resting in my arms.
With your head against my
Elaine Page and David Essex from the original London cast of Evita, recording I just adore. It's a high-flying, adorable album. And we all know, of course, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina, but that's a wonderful song snuck into the second act of that show, of course, by Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice. Well, today has been a really great, reflective day. We could have played so many more songs of these stealth ballads, these songs that catch you unawares that you may not remember even from your original cast album days. Many of them were not recorded commercially by pop stars and pop singers, but that's the kind of perspective we try to give you on Broadway to Main Street. And I want to remind listeners that we have a new book out, written by yours truly, that covers all this territory, Broadway to Main Street, How Show Tunes Enchanted America, published by Oxford University Press. Yet that's esteemed Oxford University Press. It's still a fun book. I guarantee you it's got lots of jokes and great stories and wonderful photos, and you can find it wherever finer books are sold, on their, either on the internet or at your local bookstore. Well, today we will close out with a song from Les Miserables. I mean, Les Miserables also has all those great songs, you know, One Day More and Bring Him Home and I Dreamed a Dream and all these things that we remember. But again, tucked into the second act are often these wonderfully moving songs. As I said earlier, Ted Chapin, our friend and colleague, referred to them as stealth ballads, as indeed is Some Other Time, the song we close out with every week, sung brilliantly by Tony Bennett, accompanied by Bill Evans. So we will go to the original London cast of Les Mis, Francis Raphael and Michael Ball, singing A Little Fall of Rain, and I hope you enjoy this little fall season and the show we put together for you today.
Don't you fret, Monsieur Marius, I don't feel any pain. A little fall of rain hardly hurt me now. You're here, that's all I need to know. And you will keep me safe, and you will keep me close. And rain will make the flowers grow.
But you will live, Pauline, dear God above. If I could close your wounds with words of love.
Just hold me now and let it be. Shelter me, comfort me.
You would live 100 years if I could show you how. I won't desert you now.
The rain can't hurt me now. This rain will wash away what's past. And you will keep me safe, and you will keep me close. I'll sleep in your embrace and love. The rain that brings you here, heaven blessed, the skies begin to clear, and I'm at rest. A breath away from where you are, I've come home from so far.
Hush as you fret, dear Emily,
Marius,
you
I
won't
don't
feel any pain.
A little fall of rain can hardly hurt you now.
I'm here,
that's all I need to know. And you will
I'll
keep
stay with
me
you
safe
till you are slowly.
You will keep me close,
and rain
will make the flowers
grow.
Well, where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.